Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Panahon na naman ng federal na eleksyon dito sa Australia. At dahil halalan, nagiging mas matunog na naman ang mga isyong kinaharap ng mga tao dito. At syempre, hindi dyan naliliban ang ating mga kabataan. Ating alamin ang mga boses na kabataan dito lang sa Youth Speaks. Youth Speaks. Boses na kabataan, ating pakinggan. Mga kaibigan, para sa inyo, ano yung mga pinaka-importanting issue na sa tingin nyo ay dapat tutukan ng ating gobyerno?
Para sa akin, I think global warming and possibly Australia's relationship with China.
Siguro yung recent na pagtaas ng mga presyo ng bilihin at gas. Kung merong mga measures para hindi gaano maapektuhan yung mga consumers sa taas ng presyo, o kaya mga programa na makakatulong mabawasan yung added cost ng mga bilihin, para sa akin maganda yun bigyan ng pansin.
There's gonna be a couple of things for me, I think. The first one is definitely national security. So just like Hani's answer, it's probably going to be that that economic and national security issues with China. The second one is cost of living. That's obviously coming up now, especially in the housing area. There's a massive increase in rent prices all across Australia. So that's going to be one that I'm probably going to be looking at.
Ano naman yung mga katangian ng isang leader na hinahanap nyo upang pamunuan ang Australia?
As a voter, I'm looking for someone who leads with integrity, someone with a proven track record, and someone who I know I can trust with the things that are important to me.
So I feel like Scott Morrison treads on a lot of hot issues, so definitely a leader that, you know, is willing to tackle them head on and not be afraid of the consequences and just be there for his people, her people.
I think that's been one of the key things the last few months in the federal space, is that there's been a lot of accusations across both major parties of not being honest and genuine with their policy, and really not giving us the clarity in their policies, you know, whether they're ready to work across party lines or they're gonna have really direct policies.
Nang itanong naman sa ating mga kabataan kung ano yung mga pagbabagong inaasahan nila sa darating na eleksyon, ito ang kanilang sagot.
I think one of the schemes that really helped me out as a homeowner was the first home buyer scheme, and I think having those schemes more accessible to younger people and other homeowners as well, depending regardless of their context, would really help out in making sure that in helping bridge that gap between people and housing affordability.
We're actually really blessed for our medical here, because mostly everything is all through Medicare. Even if we pay through tax, it's still pretty good compared to other countries, whereas other countries you'll be drowned in debt and it's really hard. Just more support for those who work in healthcare, of course, especially the nurses and that, because I know that their pay for now, like their COVID pay, they have to risk their lives just to, you know, help everyone.
Well, I think the government, they're doing their job. It's actually, Australia is one of the places or country na international students go to kasi maganda yung programs. So I think the thing na lang is that yung pag-process ng permanent residency or yung opportunity to stay in Australia for a longer time. Kasi the reason why we invest here in Australia, kasi we want a better future, of course. And at the same time, since we're investing here, I hope na the government or the Australia in general will also invest in us in the future.
I think a point to improve on for me would be for the government to actually develop a national housing strategy. And I think the federal government should lead that area, especially because housing crisis is all across the nation.
Gaganapin po ang federal elections ngayong darating na ika-21 ng Mayo at marami kabilang ating mga kabataan ang umaasa sa mga pagbabago. At dyan na po nagtatapos ang ating Youth Speak. Salamat sa ating mga naimbitahan at kung nais pa natin marinig ang mga opinion, saloobin at kwento ng ating mga kabataan, tumutok lang po kayo sa aming programa. Ako po si David De Los Reyes para sa SBS Filipino.
Youth Speaks. Boses ng kabataan, ating pakinggan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.